Bubbler Talk, quenching Milwaukee's thirst for knowledge.
Imagine you're rushing to catch a flight, maybe for business or a long-anticipated vacation. What's on your mind? If you're Dan Schley, you're wondering, what's the story behind the floor mosaics at Mitchell Airport?
It caught my attention, and I went, I'm just going to ask this.
Dan is talking about a massive piece of public art that spans the floor of Concourse C, the terminal that juts to the northeast at Milwaukee's General Mitchell International Airport. Spokesperson Pat Rowe escorts me to the beginning of the trail of 14 round mosaics. Their sizes vary from 15 to just over 3 feet, and so do their themes, but all are connected to Wisconsin. First up is Three Rivers. The mosaic points to Milwaukee's location at the confluence of the Menominee, Kinnickinnick, and Milwaukee. From there, the observant viewer finds him or herself on a journey along a lush landscape.
So you can see the color difference. It starts out as farm fields, and then you can see that as it gets closer to the lakefront, these become neighborhoods.
Along the way, an occasional leaf imprint made of bronze punctuates the scene. Called Aerial Wisconsin, it's one of nearly 20 projects created between 2000 and 2012, thanks to a special Milwaukee County program called 1% for Public Art. Pat remembers it was wonderful watching the mosaic creators at work.
Creative people who just loved what they do, and it showed, and they enjoyed having people watch them and watch the creative process.
It was a joyous time of our lives. We had a blast. Very proud of that project.
Yes, we are.
Calling from their studio in Miami, Florida, artists and partners Carlos Alves and J.C. Carroll say while they loved interacting with travelers, it made for more arduous art making.
Working in the airport while it's open, like, we had to keep all our materials underneath, so it was always up and down, through the gates.
Through TSA.
Yeah, through TSA.
Aerial Wisconsin took 4 years to complete. From 2004 to 2008, the team spent 1 to 3 months at a time installing Carlos's design, he estimates is a quarter mile long. JC says they want to give passersby the feeling they are already on an airplane, experiencing Wisconsin from on high.
There's a shadow of an airplane and clouds. That was the whole idea, to cover the whole of Wisconsin, like you're flying over it.
Different colored terrazzo, special flooring made from small chips of stone, including marble, creates the illusion. A crew poured the mixture section by section. Then at just the right time, JC and Carlos laid countless mosaic pieces in place. They had glazed, fired, cut, and finally numbered each tile in Miami so they would know what belonged where in Milwaukee.
And a lot of the tiles were different thicknesses, so as we're going along, we have to keep everything plumb.
He means level.
Then we use 15 colors of grout as just the background, so only us that are cuckoo.
Maybe cuckoo, but you can hear even over the phone Carlos's joy in creation.
Sometimes we'd have two or three medallions going at the same time, and we'd run from one to the other while things were drying. You know, like, each one of those could take 20 hours just to install.
One of the last elements the team completed was an intricate arts mosaic featuring a gleaming white Calatrava. It seems to be made up of countless bits of tile.
The Calatrava is
Right there's the Calatrava.
It turns out the Calatrava is captured within another mosaic, a short distance from Concourse C, where airport meets parking structure. This one was not part of Milwaukee County's public art program, but rather was spearheaded by a local nonprofit called Sharp Literacy. Local artist Sally Dubeck coordinated the project titled Communities, Mosaic of Culture.
We decided to break it down into two parts. So it's places in the community, people of the community.
Sally's co-creators were third graders.
And so the first thing we would do is go into the classroom and have kids make drawings.
Their two big 9-foot by 16-foot murals hang across from one another, each packed with glittering, gleaming buildings and people.
Postmen, medical people, basketball player. Well, musicians.
The students drew them, and then Sally pulled their drawings together into giant compositions. She says they created the mosaic effect by gluing bits of costume jewelry, beads, and other found materials in place.
It would stay workable for a few days. So when we would finish an area, you could sprinkle seed beads into it also. So, or sprinkle some of this little stuff in there. and just kind of press it in.
Among the eight schools whose third graders contributed their talents to the creation was Milwaukee Sign Language School. Melissa LeClaire taught art there and remembers the joy her students experienced.
I remember kids walking around the art room with the necklaces on, you know?
Yeah, Melissa points way up at the top of the mural her students helped create.
If you look way up in the corner, you can see that piece of jewelry. And that was like the very last thing. And she stuck that in there. And I remember how exciting. I mean, we both looked at each other and said, it's finished. And
people rush past us, heading in and out of the airport. Artist Sally Dubeck, who, by the way, has helped to create 24 more murals throughout the area, admits she wishes people would linger and drink in the students' work. But watching kids create, she says, that's the real magic.
These elementary school kids are fearless. They have a can-do attitude about anything, and they'll just dive right in. There's no apprehension whatsoever, and their ideas are wonderful. They're so refreshing. I mean, those people in that mural, they're just wonderful. Like the girl with the parasol, I mean, I just love that. Well, I love them all. I mean, they're just fantastic.
Bubbler Talk question asker Dan Schley says he learned way more than he had bargained for when he asked about mosaics at Mitchell Airport.
Yeah, I'm glad that I did the whim to send a note.
Next time he's at the airport with a few minutes to spare, Dan plans to spend time with both pieces of public art.
Support for Bubbler Talk comes from Potawatomi Hotel and Casino, home to 24/7 entertainment, dining, and musical acts, plus additional hotel rooms and Ember Salon and Spa, opening in August 2019. More at paysbig.com. What have you always wanted to know about the Milwaukee area? Visit wuwm.com/bubblertalk to submit your question.